philosophy. Since, unlimited in number, the most manifold combinations of restricted, brain-conditioned, earthly human knowledge are possible, so too find those constructions of his imagination which man on earth forges into his view of life, his outlook on life. No other obstacles ever in their way than the deficient talent for earthly recognition. And only through it is determined each incompatibility between what imagination creates and what really is. And yet, despite all resemblance, each outlook on life remains but a shadow of what the human passion for knowledge seeks deep within his deepest self. Reality cannot be pressed into a mold of thought, for it is being in all that is, life of all life. You can only experience it in your own being when, seeking in yourself, aware of the being which gives you life, you become alive unto yourself. Time change. Always later will those things be honored which are denied existence today. What earlier men once scoffed, their descendants will then esteem. Nothing stays as it is on earth. Today must ever become yesterday. Good sense. The fathers set out to sail the seas. They knew dangers, tides, and reefs. When the mothers took you still on the breast to keep a lookout for the ships. Would you now sail the seas yourself? Do not be foolish and presume. Ask how you can avoid the dangers. For never should you forget, long before your days on earth, the sails withstood the storms already. Respect for the old. If you do not become as little children, none among you will ever become a finder. Yet, if he does not shelter it with the old, none will hold on to what he has found. Youth creates value only by waiting. Youth is a garden ready to sprout. Only among the old do the fruits ripen. In youth they are ruined by lustful crazes. Youth can never mold itself unless it finds molders among the old. Every people becomes its own destroyer if the old no longer are their guides.